Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Kuf Yod Aleph, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the ninth perek and beginning the tenth and final perek in Masechus Bava Kama. We're here in Kuf Yod Amabez at the two dots, about 6, 7, 8 lines up, with a quote from our Mishmar, right? Nasan Es HaKesef L'Anshei HaMishmar. If you remember yesterday, we quoted the Mishnah of Gezel Ager, and you have to, you know, before you swear and falsely, whatever, so you have to bring the Karen and the Chomesh to the Anshei Mishmar, right, and you have to bring the korban as well, and so then we had said that basically the Mishnah had said if you give the kesef to the Anshei Mishmar, meaning the turn of the kohanim who are serving in Beis Hamikdash, and then the guy passed away without bringing the korban asham, so that's it. Meaning the yorshim can't go back, right, and get the money. So Amar Abaye says Ashwami not kesef mechaper mechza. Apparently, we see that the kesef, right, the money, giving the money, the keren, back to the kohanim, right, that has some sort of atonement. Obviously, there's a korban, right, that's a big part of the atonement, but the money apparently is also, right, is part of the atonement. But ilo mechaper, because if it's not mechaper, so then havamina mehader the yorshim and my time adai the hachi lo yavle. You would have thought that the money would go back to the yorshim, because that's not the reason that he gave the money to the kohanim. He gave the money to the kohanim to get a kapara, and he didn't get it, so the chor of the money should go back. Apparently, we see that once you give the money to the kohanim, there is some sort of kapara involved. So now the Gemara is going to say, going to try and apply this concept that adaiti d'hachi lo yoivle, that if a person gave something to someone, right, and for whatever reason the circumstances changed, right, with the gift or the giving reverts back, right, to the original status, because that's not what he wanted. That's not what he wanted to do. Right, adaiti d'hachi, he didn't have that das. He didn't have that in mind. Right, when yoivle, when he gave it to him, and therefore it theoretically should revert. We're going to try to apply that concept. Again, we're saying over here that would theoretically apply if the money was not a kapara, but since the money is some sort of kapara, that's what everybody's saying, right? So therefore the money stays. Had it not been a kapara, we would have applied this principle, right, of adaita d'hachi lo yoivle. So where else does that maybe have a nafkamina? So the Gemara says, Elamiata, if you tell me that that's true, that adaita d'hachi lo yoivle, that we go based on what the guy wanted to accomplish when he gave it, so chatas shemesu ba'alea tepik l'chulin. Right? Why shouldn't the korban chatas, right, that the person gives a korban chatas, owner dies, right? The halacha is that the korban has to die. Why shouldn't it go back to chulin? Why shouldn't it go back to being, right, not kadosh? Right, it wasn't separated. It wasn't kadosh for it to just hang out and die. Right, it was separated for it to become a korban chatas. So when the owner died, it's not going to be a kapara. So the whole designation, the separation of the korban, right, should revert back to its original status. The Gemara says Zamri, yeah, in a chanami, but that's an example. That's an exception. No problem. Meaning we still have our original principle. Elamata, but if that's true, again, applying it further, that the person's original das has to be taken into account. So then, Asham Shemesu, what about a korban Asham that died? Shemesu Ba'alov, that the Asham's owner died. So the halacha is that it goes out to the field, it gets a mum, right? You sell it, the money goes to the Kitzim is back, or he goes to bring in the davas and stuff. So also, should Lepik L'chulin should also go out to become Chulin, right? The Daiti L'Hachi L'Avrasha, because that's not why the owner separated it for have the situation. He wanted a kapara and he didn't get it. It says Asham Nami Hilchus Gemirila. It's also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Right? Kol Shemechatas Meisav Asham Roa. That anything that has the same halacha by Chatas, that if it would die, then Korban Asham, right? A similar Korban Asham in a similar situation would have to get a mum in the field and be poded, etc. Elam Eata. But again, so also if we're applying this principle, Yivama Shenafal Lefnei Muchashchin. Let's say you have a Yavama, right, back to Yavamas. Right, but you have a Yavama that, unfortunately, right, Rahman Islam didn't have any kids. Her husband passes away, and the husband's brother is a Mukashchin. He's disgusting. He's horrible. Right, he's terrible to be with. So she doesn't want to marry him, obviously. Tepik below Chalitza. She should go out without Chalitza, meaning the whole marriage should be uprooted. Right, that, because according to this, right, she wasn't Makadish herself. Right, she didn't give herself over to Kiddushin to her, dead husband, so she could fall to his Mukashchin brother. So now, it's the Gemara. Tosos just points out the obvious question, like, wait a minute, what you tell me, let's say, after 30 years, Rahman al-Islam, they didn't have kids, but, like, 30 years of marriage is going to uproot, or even several years of marriage, like, they didn't have you know, any good time, she's completely like, I never would have done this. I never would have married this guy if I'd known I'd fall to his brother. So it also says it must be a case where it's only minat irusin, right? Where they only had irusin and they didn't have any suin. And they didn't have fully nisuin. Okay, you can see that toss. That's the last toss over here. Right, that's the dohach elokatra. Because if it was already nisuin, then already that's, you know, lo maskan afshemi lo nisuin. Right, she wouldn't have refrained from being fully married to a guy just because maybe she might, you know, end up with his brother. And sure enough, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara answers if you kind of dive back into it. So Gemara says, right, hasam anantade. Right, we can testify. We could be edim deminach nichalo. Behold, it was not even true, right, that she would be happy even if that was a possibility. She would be happy to marry her husband even though theoretically she might end up with his brother. Right, a woman is happier with a mediocre husband, right, than to live by herself. Okay, weiter. So says the Mishnah, if you remember, right, if the guy, again, he has to give the Karen, the Chomish, and the Asham to the Kohanim, right, and we had a case in the Mishnah, right, if he gave it to two different watches, two different Mishmaros, right, of the Beis HaMikdash. So he said if we gave the Kesef first, right, and then the Asham, right, so then that's good. So what if he split it between two different watches? If he gave it to Yehoyariv, right, then the Asham to Yedaya, so that's okay. But if he gave it the reverse, if he gave the Asham to Yehoyariv and then the money to Yedaya, so if the Asham exists, right, we said the Mishnah, right, then you bring the korban asham and everything's fine. But if there's no asham, so then, I mean, if it's gone, right, if it was brought, so then you have to, you know, you have to bring another korban asham because again the money has to precede. And we have to learn the marker for that in a minute, but not right now. Tana rabbanan we learned the braisa. Nasan asham liyo yari v'kesef liyo daya. If you gave the asham to yo yari, and then the money to yo daya, yachser kesef eitz asham div rebi hu. Dev chachamim omrim yachser asham eitzel kesef. Let's say both of them are still in existence, right? So who gives, right, what? To who, right? Do we give the money to the korban, or do we give the korban to the money? So Rabbi Yehuda says the money follows the korban, meaning that Yedaya gives it to Yehoyariv, and the Chacham say the reverse, that the Asham, the korban, goes to the money, and Yehoyariv gives the korban to Yedaya. So the Gemara says, Hechidemi, what's the case? If you gave the korban Asham to Yehoyariv when they were in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kesev Yedaya b'Mishmarta to Yedaya, and then you give the money to Yedaya by the following week, when they were in the Beis HaMikdash, so why in the world would you say the money should go to Yoyarif, right? Zezach b'shalom, zezach b'shalom, meaning someone must have, nobody did anything wrong here. Right? The Chorah, everything is fine. The why should the Mishmaros, again, they get to keep, right, the korban and the money, etc. So why would you punish one or the other, right, to tell them to give this stuff to one way or in one direction or the other way? So it doesn't make sense. Al Marav, as Rav says, Hachmai Skin, the case must be the Yoiv Asham the Yo Yariv Bimishmarta the Yo Yariv. You gave the Asham to Yo Yariv when they were in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kesev the Yedaya Bimishmarta the Yo Yariv. And you gave the money to Yedaya when Yo Yariv was in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning you gave the Asham to Yo Yariv, they were in the Beis HaMikdash, fine, but the money you gave to Yedaya, maybe you didn't have enough, right? We said, if you remember yesterday, you have to give a prutah to everybody, so maybe you didn't have enough and you wanted to give to Yedaya. So anyway, so you gave it to Yedaya when Yo Yariv was in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you do in that case? So Sub-Rabbi Yehuda holds that came into Lav Mishmaras, the Yedaya, since Yedaya is not in the Beis HaMikdash right now, and they took the money, so they have to give the money back to Yo Yariv. What do you mean, get out of here? Give the money to the Kohanim who are in the Beis HaMikdash. So Hilkach Yachzer Kesef, it's all Asham. For Rabbanon, Sarvi, but the Rabbanon hold, no, Shaloka didn't who Ovad, he did the B'nei Yo Yariv. Yo Yariv didn't do well. What happened? Why? Because what did we say? We were supposed to give the money before the korban. So they, the Kiblu Asham and Kami Kesef, they were in the Beis HaMikdash, they took the korban Asham, they didn't ask about the Kesef, they just took it without getting the Kesef, and that was inappropriate. So therefore, Hilkach, therefore, we did Hukan Sin on the Hu. Therefore, we punish them, V'yachzer Asham, Eitzel Kesef, and they give the Asham to the money. Tanya will learn a Brysa. I'm a Rebbe. We're going to learn a couple Brysas about, or one or two, I don't remember. Yeah, okay, we'll see. About Rebbe Yehuda's Shita again, Rebbe Yehuda says, Yachzer Kesef, Eitzel Asham, right? You give the money, right, to where the Korban Asham is. So Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, L'diver Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, im kadmu bnei Yehoyariv yikrivos ha'asham. Let's say Yehoyariv, right, and they had the asham, Right, we said that really Yadai has to give the money to Yoyariv, but if Yoyariv brought the korban asham, then Yachzir v'yavi asham acher. Then the Gazlan has to bring another korban asham. He has to bring another one. V'yakrivu b'nei Yadai, and then again, since Yadai has the money, he has to give that korban asham to Yadai. V'zachu halalu b'mashiv yedodan, and then Yoyariv, right, or zocha, right, to whatever they got to the korban, even though they offered it, without getting the money first. Amri, they said, l'may chazi, what do you mean? They get the korban. Yoyariv gets the korban that they offered inappropriately, right, without getting the money. The asham is no good. He has to bring another asham. Yoyariv gets that. What do you mean they get that asham pasalhu? It's no good. Somewhere over, Rava says, yeah, inichanami, the meat is no good, but laoro, the skins, they are allowed, in fact, to keep. Tanya Ulan Raisa, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, also by Rabbi Yehuda, Ladivir Rabbi Yehuda, in kayim asham, if the asham still exists, yachzer asham etzel kesef, that the korban, right, has to go to the kesef. Really, Rabbi Yehuda said the kesef has to go to the asham, but if the asham exists, so then Yoyariv gives the asham, right, to Yadaya, to who has the money. Ah, if a Rabbi Yehuda yachzer kesef etzel asham leislay, but doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say exactly the opposite? So Gemara says, yeah, hachamai skin. The case is gigon de nafal mishmaraso de Yoyariv. Well, the Yoyariv is done. They're finished in the Beis Hamikdash. Velo tovu, and they didn't claim the money, meaning they didn't go and say, hey, give us the money. The money is by Yadaya. You should give it to us. But Kamash Malan is teaching us to Achule Gabayu, and apparently they were Mochel, right? Their ability to get the money, and therefore, right, Yadaya gets the money, and then they should also get the Korban Asham. Tani Yidach, another Bryce says, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, Liver Rebbe Yehuda, Koin Rebbe Yehuda, Im Kaim Asham. If the Asham exists, again, Yachter Kezevesh Asham, right? The money goes to the asham. Well, shita hake islay, that's literally Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that's literally what he said. So what do you mean the money goes to the asham? Why does Rabbi have to tell me that according to Rabbi Yehuda the money goes to the asham? Obviously the money goes to the korban asham, so meaning to whoever has the korban asham. So Gemara says, hachmai eskinan, what's the case? The case is where both Yoyariv and Yadaya are gone, they're done, they're finished, it's a month later, whatever it is, they're finished in the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo tavu, and they didn't claim, they didn't try and get, right, anything from each other, meaning both the money and the korban, neither of them were either distributed or brought, right? We still have everything. And both of them are gone. It's now another mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'adotema, you might have thought, achuli gabe hadadi, right, that they were mochel, right? All of them are mochel, and everybody just keeps whatever it is, kamash malan. Therefore, we say, aminan kevin delotavi lahadru bereisha. And since no one claimed the money, right, meaning that, you know, no one claimed the korban, no one claimed the money, so we go back to the original Lahadru Bereisha, we go back to the original Halacha, and therefore, what happens is, Yadaya, right, gives the money that they accepted, again, if you remember, that was, they took it when Yoyariv was on duty, and therefore Yoyariv gets the money and the korban, and then they have to go back, Rashi says, and then they have to go back when they come back to the Beis HaMikdash, so, you know, 24 weeks later, they have to hold on to that korban, bring the korban, and then they can take the money. L'chor, I guess they get the money, so then they have the money first, and then I guess they just have to bring the korban, right? They have to hold on to it, right? That's a bit of a pain, right? They have to bring it back. Good. Weiter. Shehevi hamevi gezelo ad shelo hevi asham. Again, we said that we didn't really quote the Iker over here, but no, that's not true. We did. Right, if you bring the what's it called? The money goes first. I mean, we said you have to bring the money before the asham. If you bring the asham, right, the money is you have to bring an asham again. So manan immediately. So again, we assumed that said that the whole time, right? That's the Mishnah stated. Right, said straightforward. We had been using that right over the past day or so. So manan immediately. How do you know that that's true? That the money has to come first. So Amar Rav, Rav says Damakar Pasuk says Hashem Hamushav LaShem LaKohen Milvad El Kiburim Asher Yichaper. Bo, Michal de Kazev Bereisha. Again, Ha'asham Humushav Lashem. Again, the Asham, again, here, if you remember, means the Keren. Right? Humushav was the Chomesh. And so, therefore, it means that the money, seems that the money should go first. So, Gemara says, one second. Amar Ahumar Banan the Rava. And we'll see exactly what Rava uses, right, to make that deal. Right? Well, Chom said to Rava, Elamiato, if that's true, right, Milvado Lasa Boker, right? If you tell me Milvado Lasa Boker, Shol Lasa Tamit. Right, that's the korban. What's it called? Tasu Eseila. That's Koela, right? Koela, right? The famous what's it called? That korbanos on Pesach. Milvado lasa boker. That's the korbanos except for the ola, right, of the boker. Hachanami mikhalad musaf and bereisha. You tell me that you bring the korban tamid after the korban musaf. Meaning, if you tell me milvad, meaning this at this point, the Gemara is assuming, right? The one of the chachamim is assuming that Rava's Diuk is, right, where the Pasuk says, Hashem Mushav Hashem LaKohen, Milvad El Kippurim, right, Milvad, right, seemingly, right, they're being Medaik, that Hashem Mushav, that's the money, right, Milvad El Kippurim, right, before the El Kippurim, the Hashem, right, that he's going to bring. So that seems to imply the word Milvad means before. Does that mean that Milvad Olas HaBoker, that the Korban Musaf of Pesach comes, Milvad Olas HaBoker comes before the korban tamid, so achanami mechalad the musaf and bereisha. You tell me that korban musaf comes first, right? Tanya learned the bereisha. Minayin shelo yehedavar kodem l'tamid shel shachar. How do you know that nothing comes before the korban tamid in the morning? Tamid lomah the pasuk says ve'arach aleha ha'ola, right? That you bring the korban ola on it. That's talking about the wood. The fire that is built in the morning, that the ola comes first, the korban ola tamid. Rav says ola rishona, that the tamid is first. How could you mean that milvad, right, teaches me that comes first? So Rav said back to him, I don't learn that. Milvad is not what I get the diuk from. And the pasuk that teaches me that the money has to come before the korban. Anam asher yichaber bo nafka, right? Ve'adayin lo kiper, meaning what the pasuk says. Again, just to read the pasuk again, right? Ha'ashem ha'mushav l'shem la'kohen milvad el ha'kipurim asher yichaper bo, right? You have to bring what that basically means is you have to bring the money to Hashem, to the kohen, aside from the korban that will atone for him. So that's obviously in the future. The korban will atone, right? It has not yet atoned. That's ve'adayin lo kiper, right? It has not yet atoned, and therefore, right, we see that the money comes first. Okay. Now some laws of Karen. Again, that's already the Iker's Chosim and Sefer here a little bit, but the Mishnah basically had said that the Chomesh is not Ma'akev. So Tanar Rabbanu would learn the Nebraisa. Minayim Shehim im hevi mi'ilosov lo hevi Hashem. Okay, was it just for a second? The we talk about, again, this Gezel Ager, where he swore falsely, now he has to bring a Karen Chomesh and Hashem. So you have the same halacha by Me'ila. That if a person is violates Me'ila, he takes Beshogeg, he uses something in the Beis HaMikdash, so he has to pay the Beis HaMikdash, right, the Karen, the Chomesh, and he has to bring an Asham for the Avera. When we say over here that by Gezel Ager, the Chomesh is not Ma'akev, is that true also by Me'ila? So we learned in a Braisa. Minayin, how do you know? Shem hevi Me'ila sovlo hevi Ashamo. Right, if a person brings the Me'ila, meaning the Karen, and doesn't bring the Asham, or if Ashamo, he brings the Korban Asham, v'lo hevi Me'ila, so but does not bring the Karen, shelo yotza, that you're not yotze, right, the whole process of paying for Me'ila. Tamalom, the Pasuk says, be'el Hasham v'nislachlo, right, you have to pay the El Hasham, right, and then you have Kapara, that's both of them, right? Ale is the korban, asham is the karen, right? That's both of them. Uminayin she'im hevi asham o ashlo hevi mi'iloso shelo yadza. How do you know that if you bring the asham before the karen, that's no good? Also, like we said before, again, the same halacha, you have to bring the money first. So tamalom or be'el ha'asham, right? Ha'asham b'kvar, meaning the el ha'asham, the asham had been brought already. Yachol k'shem she'ayel v'asham ma'akvin kachomesh ma'akev. You might have thought that the chomesh is also ma'akev. So tamalom, and therefore the pasuk says be'el ha'asham v'nislachlo el v'asham ma'akvin is behekdesh ve'in chomesh ma'akev. Right, as we see that the chomesh also by me'ila is not ma'akev either. V'yomad hekdesh mehedyot v'hedyot mehekdesh. Right, and we can also learn hekdesh, i.e. by me'ila, right, from hedyot, i.e. from gezel ager. V'hedyot mehekdesh, and the reverse as well. Hekdesh mehedyot, we learn the halachos by me'ila from the halachos of gezel ager, right, ma'asham dehasam keren af asham dehaka keren. Just like we say asham by gezel ager means keren, like we did it yesterday, so too asham over here by the word me'ila also means Kerem. It doesn't mean the actual korban asham, right? The ale, the aisle, right? The animal. That's the reference to the korban. V'hedyu mehekdesh. We also learn gezel lager from hekdesh. Ma hekdesh ein chomesh ma'akev. Af hedyu nami ein chomesh ma'akev. Just like by hekdesh, again, we had a mukar. We had an actual source that by me'ila the chomesh is not ma'akev. So too our mishnah, right, teaches that by gezel lager the chomesh is not ma'akev, even though there was no mukar. Right, the mukar is from me'ila. Right, we borrow from that concept. Right, we borrow in both directions. Right, from me'ila to gezel lager, and from gezel lager to me'ila. Okay, Hadron Allah, Hagozel Eitzim, and now we do move on to Hagozel Basra, right, the last perek in Maseches Bava Kamma. So the Mishnah says like this, Hagozel Umachil is Bonav, right, if a person steals something and gives it to his kids and feeds his kids with it, he steals some food and he feeds his kids, V'neich Lefneihem, or he leaves it for them, as Yerusha, so Paturim Milashalim, they do not have to pay it back. The Gemara is going to obviously get into what exactly is the case over here. V'mhaya davar sheish bo achrayis, but if it was sub davar sheish bo achrayis, that's lashon of, as we've been learning before, karka, right, and we'll see exactly what that case is as well, but usually that refers to karka. So then chayav in l'shalim, right, they do have to actually pay back, right, the item for the value of the item that was stolen, right, if their father, Rechman Hatzlan, right, passes away. So Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Gozov lo nisyeshu abaylan. If a person stole something, right, but there is no yeish, right, uba achar v'achlu imenu, and someone else came and ate it. So you stole food, you stole, I don't know, you stole an apple, right, and the owner, right, does not have yeish, he wants his apple back, and then someone else, right, your guest in your house, comes and eats the apple. So what do you do with that? So ratza mizeh govav, ratza mizeh govav. So the ganav can go to either you or your guest and get money back for that. In my time, why is that? Because kol kamadol nisyeshu abaylan, right, bershusi demarikai, as long as there was no yeish, right, the item is still in the owner's possessions, therefore, right, when the guest took the apple, even though it was in your kitchen, in your fridge, right, so that he was really stealing it from the real owner, and therefore the owner can go to him and get the money. Tanan, one second, but isn't that against our Mishnah? Hagozul machas bana v'niach lefneim p'tur min l'shalin. Right, t'yuf t'der of chizda. If you steal money, give it to your kids, right, your kids eat it, right, they do not have to pay. Right, if they passed away, they do not have to pay for it. That's against Rav Chisda. Some Rav Chisda, yeah, kitanya hi lachar yeish. Our Mishnah is after yeish, right? Yeish, right? That already is a shinui. That's a yeish and shinui shus. Right, that's going to create a transfer of ownership. Okay, if you gave the item, if you left the item for the yorshim, they don't have to pay. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Zos Omeres, Rishus Yoresh Ki Rishus Lo Keach Dami. That the Rishus of a Yoresh, that the property or the ownership of someone who inherits is like someone who bought it, and therefore when the guy passes away and someone is yorishim, so there's a shinui rishus over there, just like if you would sell it to somebody else, there'd be a shinui rishus. So therefore, right, again, there's shinui rishus and yeush, right, both those things, right, are going to change the ownership, right, and the yorshim are going to acquire it, and even if the item is there, they do not have to give it back. Rava, Amar Rava says, no, Rishus Yoresh Lav Kirishus Lokech Tami. No, the Yoresh is not like someone who bought it, therefore they're not acquiring the item. We don't have a situation of Yeush plus Shinu Rishus. Aye, so why don't they have to pay it back? V'acham Ayaskinen, Mekish Achlam. They don't have to pay it back because it's gone. And if it's gone, right, they can't give it back, and they're not the ones who stole it, so the guy can't take him to Beis Din. That's only, right, obviously, if you stole if you stole property, so that's where they have a deal in the end of the Mishnah, but if you stole an item, if you stole an apple, because the guy can't go after them, and therefore they don't have to pay it. I've had the Gitani Seifa, but what about the Seifa which we just mentioned? Right, if the second part of the Mishnah says that if it was property, meaning if it was like land that exists, implying that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a situation where the item does not exist. So Amlecha Rava would say, no, what it means to say is that he miniach l'maviyam achrayis nechosim chayev l'shalim. But that doesn't mean that if the item was karka that he stole, it means that if the father was yorish his kids and gave Yerusha his kids land, so then the ganev can go get the land as payment for the item that was stolen. The Gemara says, one second, Hamasne, the Rebbe Shimon Brei, right, but Rebbe taught Rebbe Shimon, his son, that this Mishnah means, lo davar sheish bo achrayis mamish, that the second part of the Mishnah doesn't mean it's actual land. Right, usually, again, davar sheish bo achrayis means, usually refers to land, because that has a lien on it, there's some sort of responsibility that you would be able to pay, it always exists. It's not gone. May go up and down value, but it's not gone. So, but it doesn't mean that. Our Mishnah doesn't mean that. It means, even if we're talking about a cow or a donkey, that you have to give it back because the kavod of their father, people are going to see that donkey and their cow walking around and be like, oh, that's the cow that he stole. Right? They're going to, it's going to be a chutzpah, it's going to be an embarrassment to their father who passed away. Right? So that is talking about property that exists. And it says, but the only situation where you have to give it back, right, is if the father would be embarrassed, right, to that it's walking around. So you can't understand the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah like that. That it's talking about Nechashim Shimon Achrayas, that the father can left them property to pay back for the Gneva. It's talking about an item that's people going to be embarrassed, that the deceased, the guy who passed away, is going to be embarrassed by. Now, so El Amarava. Therefore, Rava says, "Kishachivne Rabbi Oshia nafik lavasi." Fascinating line that when I pass away, says Rava, Rabbi Oshia is going to come out and meet me. The Taritz and the Mashniz and Kavasa, because I'm interpreting the Mishnah like him, just like how he explained against how Rabbi explained the Mishnah. The Tani Rabbi Oshia, because Rabbi Oshia taught that Agozu Machlas Bana Pturim Nishalim, that if you steal something and you give it to your kids to eat, you don't have to pay it back. They don't have to pay it back if the father passes away. Hineach Lefneim, if they gave it to them as a Yerusha, so then Gzela Kayem is Chayavim, Ing Gzela Kayem is Pturim. If it still exists, then they have to give it back. But if it doesn't, then they don't. Hineach Lem Avim Achrayz Nechasim, but if, right, there was some sort of achrayis. If the father left them land, right, in the Yerusha, then the chayav and the shalim, then they have to pay for the geneva with this Yerusha. And I mean that there are several stages and several steps, and therefore you can get all the explanations that we look for right into the Mishnah. Let's do one more Amar Mar. There are two of them. Let's just do one more. Sorry. Now, Rav Chisda just mentioned before we get to it. The Marmar, right, Rav Chisda had said, right, if the, let's say Levi, right, your guest, ate the apple, right, you know, and he said before Yeish, so then you can go after either, right, the guy who stole the apple or the guest, right, that was the example we gave. So Marmar, one second, didn't we just say, right, that Rav Yoshe just explained that Marmar, like, again, he was explaining based on a brisa, and he had said, In Gzela Kayemus Peturim, right, now we have to do Rav Chisda. And they would have it to the Chisda, meaning that if the apple is gone, right, then he doesn't have to pay for it. Not that he can go the kind of that the owner of the apple can go after either the guy who stole it or the guy who ate it. So Chisda would simply say to you, "Kitanya hi lachar yeish enechanami," that brisa, right, is after yeish, and therefore you have yeish and it's gone, right? Lachor shino, right? Rishus, right? And therefore there would be no restitution for the guy who lost the item. Okay, we'll go back to the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.